Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. The month of Ramadan will dawn upon us soon, bringing with it goodness, generosity, and blessings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it as a blessed month, saying, Ramadan has come to you, a blessed month. Blessing, barakah, is growth and increase. Thus rewards increase in Ramadan. The reward for the many righteous deeds performed by those fasting and praying at night in Ramadan are multiplied. It is incumbent upon the believer to learn about the virtues of this blessed month so that they are motivated to work hard and strive in it with determination and strength, and to abandon laziness and procrastination. Among the virtues of Ramadan is that fasting it is a pillar of Islam, which in itself suffices as an honor and virtue. Allah Almighty said, O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting as it was decreed upon those before you that you may become righteous. And Allah Almighty said, So whoever recites the crescent of the month, let him fast it. This is a command from Allah Almighty to fast Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is built upon five pillars, testifying that there is no deity except Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger, establishing prayer, giving zakah, performing pilgrimage, and fasting Ramadan. Among the virtues of Ramadan is that fasting in it erases sins. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the five daily prayers from one Friday to the next and from Ramadan to Ramadan expiate the major sins between them as long as major sins are avoided. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, Whoever fasts during Ramadan, understanding its limits and refraining from that which he is required to avoid, has his previous sins forgiven. Among the virtues of Ramadan is that many people are saved from the hellfire. As mentioned in the hadith, O seeker of goodness, come forward, O seeker of evil, restrain yourself. For Allah has people whom he frees from the fire, and that happens every night. In addition, the Quran was revealed in Ramadan. Allah Almighty said, The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran. And Allah Almighty said, Indeed, we sent it, that is the Quran, down during the night of decree. Among the virtues of Ramadan is the ordained congregational night prayer in the masjids, which is known as Taraweeh prayer. This practice is specific to Ramadan and is not observed at any other time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever stands with the imam until he finishes, it is recorded for him as if he had prayed the entire night. Moreover, night prayer during Ramadan is a means of forgiveness of sins. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever stands in prayer during Ramadan out of faith and seeking reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. Whoever increases their prayer beyond that of the imam, whether praying alone or with another group, has gained additional goodness. Among the virtues of Ramadan is that fasting it, along with the 6 days of Shawwal, is equal to fasting the entire year. This is because Allah multiplies rewards whereby one good deed is rewarded tenfold. Thus, the fasting of Ramadan is like fasting 10 months, and fasting the 6 days of Shawwal is like fasting 2 months, making it like fasting a full year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever fasts Ramadan and then follows it with 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted for a year. Be conscious of Allah the Exalted and obey Him. Take heed from the passing of days, for human life is nothing but days, months, and years. And once they pass, a person's life comes to an end. Allah Almighty said, Allah alternates the night and the day. Indeed, in that is a lesson for those who have vision. All these great virtues and abundant rewards in Ramadan are granted to those conscious of Allah's rights. So such people guard their tongues, ears, and eyes from the forbidden. Avoid idle talk. Devote their hearts and bodies to pleasing Allah Almighty. Such people occupy themselves with acts of obedience throughout the day and night. If they become tired, they only rest to regain energy for another act of worship. However, people differ in how much they benefit from Ramadan. Some strive wholeheartedly, while others make minimal efforts. Indeed, the believer faces trials and temptations, especially in Ramadan. If a person surrenders to them, they will steal Ramadan from them, robbing their good deeds and burdening them with sins. But if they avoid them and protect themselves, their family, their children, their consciences will be clear, their hearts will be at peace, and their time will be blessed, and they will experience the pleasure of fasting, the pleasure of prayer, the pleasure of reciting Quran, and the pleasure of supplication and remembrance of Allah. So make a covenant with your Lord to strive for excellence in Ramadan. Fulfill your covenant with the Most Merciful. For celebrating Eid is for those who safeguarded their fasting, were devoted in their prayers, and diligent in reciting the Quran. O Allah, allow us to reach Ramadan and aid us in performing good deeds in it. O Allah, help us to fast properly, pray diligently, and recite your book with devotion. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.